This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Darren Aronofsky has always been an incredible filmmaker. His first movie since Black Swan, keeping the tradition of Pi and really his more spiritually oriented The Fountain. This is if you had to combine his films, you'd say this was a little bit of The Wrestler meets The Fountain, and that would be Noah in terms of Noah's Ark. Gathering up everybody who sees this movie will probably be familiar with the story. However, there hasn't been an Old Testament movie made in over 50 years for a reason. Sometimes people just don't relate to the Old Testament. It's fairly dark. It involves a version of a creator that doesn't really take no for an answer, doesn't really talk things out. It's a very patriarchal view of existence. So Noah takes on that role and is very faithful in the adaptation, the way that he treats women, children, and creatures. However, this is like a progressive Noah. He is very, the idea of saving the animals and the idea that mankind is society and man himself has sort of corrupted the world and that we need to protect the animals from that is a very recent. It aligns with the environmental movement's ability to sort of capture religion and apply it. And of course, there are two interpretations there. There's the right-wing interpretation, which is that the creator has endowed man with the sort of responsibility to have domain over the animals in the natural world and to utilize it for whatever he wants. And that's the BP oil view, or the Republican view. And then there's the sort of left-wing progressive view, which is that we need to be shepherds of the planet. And Noah is of that camp. And the visuals in the movie are incredible. We've never seen any depiction where this myth of the Bible could actually have come true. I mean, the way that it views, it's a very much a child's story of grabbing two of every animals. But here we see like how that could possibly have happened. Still, it comes off, it borders on the realm of science fiction just because of the insane ability for anyone to take it seriously as actual fiction, as actual fact. But the tension between light and dark, the ability of Aronofsky to capture the darkness in Noah, and the ability of a main character to actually not be very likable for all the movie, this makes this movie really stand out.